I think in most cases, yes, we do agree, but that's part of the importance of having a really good relationship between your governor and lieutenant governor. It's why our legislature in Wisconsin decided that you should elect the governor and lieutenant governor together as a ticket, which is how we were elected to a four-year term back in fall of 2010. But as you know, our Government Accountability Board and our Attorney General have ruled that the governor and I are actually being recalled separately. And so our voters have a choice of forward or backward in both of these cases, not just in the governor's race, but also in the lieutenant governor's race.
So in theory, although it seems impractical, it's going to happen, you could be elected or reelected, however you want to call it, on June 5th, the recall, and Governor Walker could lose, and you could be the lieutenant governor to Mayor Barrett, a Democrat, as main governor. I mean, I suspect that you're going to win or lose together, but that's the way it's developed. That could theoretically happen.
I suppose it could. I haven't spent any time thinking about it because I don't think it's going to happen. I think we're going to wake up on June 6th, and I think Governor Scott Walker is going to continue to be the head of the executive branch in the state of Wisconsin.